So in this video, we're going to explore reasons why creators are beginning to hate social media. And we're also going to talk about the challenges they're facing in the ever-evolving landscape of all the, I want to say that we have going on as it pertains to social media platforms. Is this something that's actually lucrative? Will the content creation industry sustain the economy changes that are going on in the US right now? Should you quit your job? If you're a creator and you're struggling to keep up with the algorithm changes and you're finding it hard to even make a sustainable income or start making income at all, this video is definitely for you. Oh my gosh, social media. I can't tell you how many consultations I've been in for the past few weeks where people are just complaining about social media. Is it really the paradise that everyone is talking about? We see so many people on TikTok quitting their jobs and becoming full-time content creators. So let me tell you, grab a cup of coffee, a glass of wine, whatever you need to get you through this episode of the Start, Shoot, Grow, Thrive podcast. I'm so happy to have you here. I am Zaylee Barclay, and I've actually been a creator for around 7 going on 8 years. I've had my online business full-time for a decade, right? Over a decade, actually. I've been in the online space for a while. And let me tell you, I've seen this thing change and develop and roll over and shift. I've seen it all because things are changing. Right? Today, I posted a picture on Instagram and one of my clients, Christine, said, well, so my picture was a bit trolly. My post was a bit trolly. It was on Instagram and I was sharing about, I just shared a picture because I haven't, you know, we don't share pictures anymore because everything is video focused. And don't get me wrong, you guys know I am a video coach and consultant. I'm also a Thinkific expert. So I help you really get confident on camera so that you can monetize your knowledge, build an outstanding brand by getting on camera and creating video content, right? And monetizing that knowledge by selling your expertise or being brave enough to start selling your expertise because you can do it. I was a nobody and I built a brand. If I can do it, anyone can. Did that rhyme? I feel like it, you know, it did something there. Anyway, so I posted a picture and I said, like, is Instagram really back to being a photo sharing app? Right? Because they said they're a video sharing app a while ago. And then they took that back and said photos were going to get a lot of, you know, exposure. And Christine said that it was so good what she said. I should look that up. Let me look up what she said so that I am not giving the wrong information. She essentially was trying to say she thinks that it would be amazing for photographers, because Christine is a photographer, if photos came back in style, right? But honestly, she thinks it's going to be a mixed bag. She said maybe it'll become, you know, a throwback thing to only post photos, just like fashion trends and music circle back around. What she said was it was really spot on. But the fact that we have to think about social media in that way, like, you know, like, wow, marketing for my business is, you know, it's a trend. And I'm going to talk more about that kind of as we go along. They're so deep, these platforms, into garnering attention or wanting to garner attention based on algorithms that they're not thinking that actual people are, you know, living off of what they share on social media. So things are changing, guys. There are so many reasons why people are starting to hate social media, and that is absolutely one of them. You know, algorithm changes are everywhere. And trust me, by the end of this episode, I'm going to talk to you about how you can sustainably create on social media and not get completely overwhelmed by all of the changes. There are things that you need to have in place that are going to help you navigate what's trending, algorithm changes, and all that jazz. Yes, you have to keep up with these things, but I think it's really important as business owners that we're thinking about these channels or social media as a way that we can market to our audience rather than thinking about ourselves as complete creators. And I'll talk about the difference in a little bit. So, of course, social media algorithms are constantly changing, and this can be so frustrating for creators to keep up with the latest updates. I know how that feels, because every single day, things are just changing. And there are even channels where they've developed news aspects or news content types to their channels, where they come on and, you know, they act as a mediator, which is smart. It's honestly genius. They tell you what the heads of social media are saying in their own words. Like, we wait to hear what other people who have positioned themselves as experts on social, we wait to hear what they're saying. Like, one person that does this really well is Modern Millie. She shares, like, Adam Mosseri will share something, right? And then she'll break it down and share it kind of in layman's terms for her audience, which I'm a part of, because her content is really juicy. You know, and she shares, you know, based on, you know, she gives her opinion and she shares, like, what's currently happening. And then she invites her audience to kind of share what they think is happening as well, or, you know, how it's going to affect them. Just imagine that there's always so many updates and things coming out that people have made it a part of their content strategy to share these things. So obviously, when the algorithm changes and there's so many updates, it affects the visibility of creators and their content. Example, short form content was such a huge thing on Facebook and Reels and all of that stuff. And people were getting paid just to post Reels. And I was getting paid to post Reels and post on Facebook and things like that as well. But now, in the blink of an eye, Facebook and Instagram completely took that away. What about the people that started making money based on Reels and started living a specific lifestyle based on Reels and probably left their jobs because Reels was this thing, which I would never advise someone to make a whole lifestyle change based on social media. Make lifestyle change based on your business, never on social media. Anyway, so people probably made lifestyle changes because they were doing so well with engagement and, you know, getting their reels out there. The thing is, that impacts engagement and it impacts revenue. What about those people? I know that they said they took it away so that they're able to figure out what their next move is, but damn. Whew. The second thing that I want to talk about is that pressure to create and produce content. You can really get caught up in that. And that's where we have to differentiate or distinguish what we are, right? As people who are posting content on social media. So are you an influencer or are you a business owner? And those are two different things. Right? And I know it's really just tempting for us as business owners to want to become creators. And guess what? There are creators that want to become business owners as well. And so it happens either way. Sometimes you start off as a creator and then you create your own revenue streams that you are in control of, which is genius. Or sometimes you start with a business and you use social media as a marketing channel for your business. But here's the thing that we really get caught up in as business owners. Creators and influencers, they look so good. Everything that they are doing looks so good. They're day in the life, their, you know, beautiful content, it all looks so good. But honestly, as a business owner, a day in the life is, it can convert and, you know, find me an audience that is really wanting to buy what I have to offer, but it doesn't always convert in that way. And I think a business owner can waste a lot of time trying to create day in the life content. Sad, but it's true. Like, you know, unless you do it strategically, of course. And then business owners, sorry guys, I'm like excited, but business owners get so caught up with the engagement. And what happens is, even smaller business owners who are trying to get onto social to build a presence, they end up looking at people who are influencers and looking at their numbers and engagement, and they stop posting to social media because they feel like, well, you know what? This is not valuable in any way. Nobody's gonna like my post. Nobody's watching. Nobody's nothing. And they stop, right? So as a business owner, you have to remember that social media is your marketing channel. It's content marketing. And I explained this in the video content clarity guide. So if you have not gotten that, make sure before the end of this video that you go sign up to grab yours, because I put all of this goodness in there, but it's broken down. You can take your time and read through it and all that jazz. However, when we think about influencers or creators, they're paid by brands, right? They're paid based on their engagement. And trust me, I can talk about this because I started off as an influencer, left influencing, built a business, and you know, so I understand that world. Also, a good part of my income does come from brand work and sponsorships as well. So I know what the whole story is like, but I understand the power of building a specific community. I understand the power of building a really focused community, a niche community, and I understand the power that it can have on my business and my decisions as it pertains to content. So because I came from that influencer space, I had to understand that just because you get 1,000 likes on a post, it does not mean that it's going to fill up your business funnel or the way that your business is going to run. I had to learn that a few years ago because I would get so caught up in my engagement and chasing the high of engagement that I would forget that, hey, that's really not contributing to your revenue. So a lot of people are participating in trends and things like that on Reels, and it's not contributing to their revenue or the money that they're making in their business because they're thinking that they need to be an influencer. Everyone is an influencer. Don't get me wrong. I say that and I believe in that. But also, you have to stay focused on what you're here to do. So pressure to produce content is a reason why people hate social media. And I get it, right? But you can relieve that pressure by creating specific content that is getting your audience to a specific place. When you look at the people that are really making money in the online space, there are the people that are killing it with content, but they already have systems, they have great offers, they have everything laid out in a rotation every single year. They have everything built properly. That foundation is solid, and then they focus on marketing, or they have a team that is focused on that foundation and making that foundation solid, and then they show up as the CEO in marketing, right? Which is absolutely amazing. Then you have the people that don't have any of that and they're focusing on marketing and they're burning themselves out and they're so caught up in marketing and the pressure to produce content that they're not even creating specific content for the people that they desire to work with, essentially. So, you know, I want you to think about these things. Being on social media, you can get caught up and you can feel that pressure to constantly produce new and engaging content, and that is just going to lead you to burnout. It's going to lead you to feeling like you're not worth it. You don't know anything, like it's just not worth pursuing. Listen, I know, and that can be detrimental to your mental health. So my call to you today is to choose your season of business owner, creating content for marketing, and if you want to be an influencer content creator, totally fine. Whichever works best for you, but really make a decision. Also, if you decide business owner creating content for marketing, give up the expectation of likes and going viral and all that jazz. Stop it. Okay. If you decide to be a content creator, then chase that virality. I really want to speak on this because I understand both worlds. Like I said before, I've been in both worlds. Now, listen, the other thing about social media is there's so much going on. Oh my gosh. I feel like for me, this is personal. There are so many emotions going on social media at the same time. My really dear friend and big sister, Tico Najon on Instagram, she says it is not normal for people to be seeing just someone dying over here when they scroll, and then someone celebrating a baby, and then someone is sick, and they have a GoFundMe because they need help to get healthcare, and then someone else over here is getting married. Social media is a mind f, man. The thing I love about being a business owner with, you know, a business and using social media as my content marketing is that I'm able to step away. I don't have to stay on social media all day. I can create I can be creative. I can tap into my flow. I can think about what I want to talk to my audience about. I can do those things. I don't have to be on social media every day, all day. And sometimes I wonder, like, what is that going to do to our brains in the next few years? So that's always something to think about. Okay. So aside from that, the other thing is, and I think we're on thing four now, monetization challenges, right? So even though you can monetize on social media, you have to have a lot of volume to earn a sustainable income. And of course, when you think about making money on social media, I remember years ago telling people that the way to make six figures on YouTube is not about being a vlogger and being a content creator. It definitely is, don't get me wrong, but you can use YouTube strategically and make your own income. And I kid you not, living in Brooklyn, I live in Dallas, Texas now, but listen, I started my business journey in a tiny apartment in Brooklyn, which is why I tell people, don't be afraid to get on camera. Don't be afraid to start where you are, because I started in that tiny space. I did webinars in that space. I did YouTube videos. I did everything. I started building my presence, my online presence in that space. And I remember taking the train to go to work. I was a babysitter at that time. And I would, you know, really sit down and I would write on the train. And I was really building my brand. I was really building my brand at that time. But I used to listen to Chalene Johnson all the time. So there was a time in my business journey where I stopped talking to everyone while I was on the train, right? So I used to talk to my mom or my best friend at that time. Like, I would call people like, girl, I'm on the way to work. What are you doing? Because I live in Canarsie. So there's a way, you know, the train is above ground for a while until you go underground. What I started to do was I started to listen to podcasts and things like that. This was 2014 going into 2015. And I made those people on the podcast my friends, right? So, you know, I would tune into Chalene Johnson. I remember Chalene Johnson saying, instead of turning on Google AdSense on your YouTube channel, do an ad for yourself, for your own program or whatever it is that you have to offer. And I was like, oh my gosh, that is genius. This was years ago. And that's what really gave me the mentality and understanding of, wow, so okay, if 100 people see my video and 20 people click on the link or 30 people click on the link to download my freebie and learn about my new course and 5 people buy, I would make more in YouTube ads. So let's say 5 people buy at $97, that's $500. I'm not guaranteed as a small creator with 100 people watching my video to make $500 on Google AdSense. It's so important to have your own revenue and to understand how you can create content that gets people to want to buy what you have to offer or to want to work with you. I run a multiple six-figure business. I have 12,000 subscribers on Instagram, and I've been running a multiple six-figure business before I probably hit like 8,000 people on YouTube or less. And so I know a lot of people's goal is, I want to get to 100,000 followers or subscribers, or, and I get it. I totally get it, but it's not all that you need, right? So that's something for you to think about. Listen, social media can be such a powerful tool for creators to connect with their audience and build their brand. There are so many challenges that can lead to negative feelings. And it can just lead to people absolutely hating these platforms and hating the changes. The key is for you to build your brand off of social media, as in, and when I say build it off of social media, know what you are coming with or what you're offering. Know who you want to attract. And I know it happens the opposite way. Some people actually like create content and you know, create, and then they eventually find the audience that they want to serve. But for a lot of people, it doesn't happen that way. And I think I got really interested when I started meeting coaches who had a few followers, less followers than I did, and they were hitting six figures. And that kind of intrigued me to start understanding all of this. Like, wait, so how? Okay, all right, I get it. And so it's really essential that you understand these things. And lots of us do have skills and things that we're coming to the table with or bringing to the table. I really want you to think about this. Think about, you know, understanding who you want to connect with, who you want to talk to. The beautiful thing about all of this is that you already know. You're sitting here and you're probably watching this video or listening to me on your favorite podcast platform, and you already know who you want to serve and what you want to do. You just haven't been putting yourself out there. And so I just want to implore you to do exactly what you want to do, and don't let your fear of social media stop you from doing what you want to do. I know it gets tough. It's rough out there, especially with all the changes. But if you do understand your messaging, how you want to present yourself, and you build a content strategy, and then you test from there and you pivot and you shift like I have done, it hasn't been easy, but I've done it, then you're able to adapt to all of the trends, the algorithm changes, all of that. You're able to pivot and adapt and shift. Okay, so if you have a solid foundation, then you know, okay, so Reels are popular right now. I can put my messaging for my marketing into Reels. I understand how to use it. Okay, I know which platform I need to be on. I don't need to be on Instagram because my people aren't finding me there. So how else can they find me? So all of these things are things that I'm talking about. And these are also things that I cover in our video content clarity guide. Let me tell you, Sarah is my assistant. If you don't know, if you've never encountered my brand or spoken to us in the emails or anything, we are always in the inbox answering people who have downloaded the guide and are talking to us in the emails that come through after you download your guide. Let me tell you, it's so much fun. However, I get the stress of it, but that's why I created this guide, because I was in that place or space of feeling frustrated years ago, and I had to figure out this stuff. I had to pay coaches lots of money to figure out the things that I put in that guide. So definitely go download your video content clarity guide. I want to help you get brave on video so that you are not frustrated and completely hating social media. Listen, guys, I appreciate you watching or listening, and I will talk to you or see you in the next episode. I love you. I appreciate you, and I'm so happy that you're here. I'll talk to you soon.